الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسولنا محمد وعلى سهم اجمعين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد Dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I wish to greet you with our greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon all of you here. I'm really happy and pleased that I'm here tonight with you. Thank you for the invitation. I would like to say salam our respected Mawlana and all of you here. I really enjoyed this program, and this is my first time that I'm here, and hopefully inshallah it will not last. What to say? Actually, you know, when we imams take mic, it could take time. But inshallah, we'll try to make it short, inshallah. The event and the occasion is very huge, is blessed. As you know, we celebrate in this month, Rabiul Awwal, around the world, in Muslim world, we celebrate the birth of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is something that we back in Bosnia, and also here we have our new mosque in Shoreline. I would like to invite you to come to visit. It's not too far from here, like 10 minutes drive. And last Saturday we celebrate the birth of our Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. It was Muhammad. Similar way with youth, with people, you know, we do some mavlud and so on. As you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described our Prophet alayhi salam as in Quran, I think verse 45, chapter surah 45 verse 16, as Siraj Munir. What is meaning Siraj Munir? Like the lamp who gives light. So our Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was that lamp that gave light in his time, and actually that light expanded all through the ages until today, inshallah, and until the judgment day, that we will have his shafaat, inshallah. So brothers and sisters, I would like to just remind and invite myself and all of you, and especially our youth, our kids, to exercise this Siraj Munir, to exercise this light. As you know, today we Muslims are in some, let's say, position, a little bit weak, divided in some way, and we need that light. We need that light to be spread around us and also shared with other Allah's creatures, not only with us Muslims, but with other our friends, non-Muslims. Also, I invite you to don't be, let's say, desperate, don't lose hope, don't lose heart. As you know, history was on our side. Muhammad alayhi salam was tempted. Even in his time, there were some people, they wanted to even to kill him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mission for him, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mission for us. Just to give you one example how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect, and he will protect until judgment day, his religion, true religion. You know, Mongols, when they came, they destroyed everything on their path, southward, westward. But they could not resist to that one appeal. What appeal? La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So they were stopped at that famous battle, Ain Jalut, by Mamluk Sultan. Babers, 1260. On that time, after that battle that Muslims won, whole world feel little, the huge amount of relief, because Mongols, they destroyed everything. But as you know, after that, as time went on, Mongols accepted Islam. And as you know, from there, there is Mughal Empire, Mughal emperors who ruled India for centuries. You see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and helped his religion. So today, inshallah, in these times, we need to have hope, we need to work together. And the real question is, in this process that Allah leads, our Lord, the true question is, will we be part of that process, or we will that just take care about us, our careers, our life, you know. So that is the question. So my message is, let's little bit in this time, in this Rabi level, make some pause, reflect about ourselves, our families, our communities. Think about what our Prophet did with his Bedouins. And also, I would like to encourage you, and I mean all of us, to read what others said about Prophet ﷺ. Because, you know, sometimes when we Muslims among ourselves talk about our values, we know that our Prophet ﷺ, he was the greatest man who ever walked on this planet. But when we say that, you know, other people, let's say non-Muslims outside, they don't pay attention, because it's normal, it's our Prophet. When those outsiders and non-Muslims says about Prophet Salam, everybody stop and pay attention. Just give you one example. I hope you heard about Michael Hart in his book, The 100 Men in History. You know, he put on the first place, he put our Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. And just one second part is, you know, Thomas Carlyle, in one of his book, I think something about heroes on heroes and heroic in history. He wrote about Muhammad, how he was just raising question, how one man single-handedly could put together peace between those Bedouins, those tribes, and to create for them what? The strongest world civilization. So he wrote about that. So brothers and sisters, dear Mevlana, all of you, I'm inviting you to remember Prophet ﷺ all the time. Pass those, how he worked hard. So today we cannot just sit, we need to work hard. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help, and share the prophetic teachings, alayhi salam, not just among ourselves, but to others. I think in this society, this beautiful society, we as Muslims have so many things to give and offer to our non-Muslim friends. It's up to us. So thank you so much for this nice and beautiful program. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. I wish you everything best, and I hope that we will work together, that we will spread the teachings of Prophet ﷺ, first of all to ourselves, to our youth, and then inshallah to others. Assalamu alaikum.